On March 27, 1966, Joseph Coleman, a priest and police chaplain, rescued two young girls being held hostage.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
That evening, an ex-boyfriend of Angelina Seals had broken into her second-floor apartment in Providence, Rhode Island. Brandishing a pistol, he threatened to kill Seals and her two daughters, aged 11 and 7. At a moment when his attention was diverted, Seals managed to escape and alert authorities. But when police arrived outside her building, the gunman opened fire on them. Coleman, at his church when he heard about the standoff, rushed to the scene. He approached the building and began speaking with the gunman, who was increasingly irrational. Still, he let Coleman mount the front porch and climb a stack of concrete blocks so the priest's head was just below the gunman's window. As Coleman pleaded for the release of the girls, a bystander's comment provoked the gunman to fire several shots. The police responded by tear-gassing the apartment. Still below the window, Coleman kept pleading with the gunman to free the girls. Finally, the man relented, but only if the priest would come in and get them. Coleman made his way up the steps into the apartment and ended the standoff without bloodshed.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more, visit carnegiehero.org.